Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. What an amazing day. We're now 28 days to Election Day. Early voting, don't forget, begins on the 20th. We're at the 9th, so we're what, 11 days away from early voting? And wouldn't you know, in the media, we're starting to get stories. Here's one from Reuters. Dan Whitcomb is the author. The headline, Immigration Violations, Possible Sex Trafficking Found at Nevada Brothels. According to the story, an inspection this week of the Bunny Ranch, Kit Kat Ranch, and Love Ranch, all owned by Dennis Hoff, capped a four-month probe by the Lyon County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE. That, according to Sheriff Al McNeil, how did Dennis Hoff run afoul of the sheriff there? Let's find out, because guess who's joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline? Dennis Hoff, GOP nominee for Assembly District 36 and the owner of said brothels. And Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a great week. It's my birthday week.
Is it really? 29 again? Week. Are you 29 again?
Yeah, again. Exactly. My man is as old as the girl he woke up with. I'm 31.
There you go. There you go. I just absolutely love it. Dennis, how did you run afoul of Sheriff Al McNeil?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, at all. I mean, he's come out and says that this guy was all for the business when he wanted to get elected, and then all of a sudden he changed because his wife dumped him some time back and went to work at a brothel. I don't know if it was one of my places or not. I assume it was. But now he's against it because of his wife. But this thing with the immigration, here's how it works. We hire somebody subject to a medical test and a work card, what do you call a business license, okay? So they get their medical test. When the medical test comes back, they take that and $80, and they go down to the county, and the sheriff's department scrutinizes their identification to make sure that the U.S. citizens are eligible to work in our county. It's got nothing to do with me at all. It's the county. So what they're doing is the immigration is going around with different businesses, and I don't know whether this is selective enforcement because I'm running for office or not, but they go around to different places, and they say, you got to tighten up your regulations. It's got nothing to do with me at all, nothing.
Let me ask you this. The fact that this story comes out 30 days, 29 days from Election Day, 12, 13 days ahead of early voting. Is this politically motivated?
I think so. How else can you assume anything but that? I mean, look at the stuff they do, these dirty things they do, the Kavanaugh stuff. They did it to me. It's nuts what's going on in this world. I was talking to Tucker Carlson earlier this morning. He says, Dennis, it's just crazy back here in Washington, D.C. And that's the only thing I figured. But it's got nothing to do with me at all. It's about Lyon County's procedures and what they can accept for identification.
Now, let me ask you, we always hear about E-Verify. Do you use E-Verify to make sure that all of your workers are citizens? Or
no.
At least not illegally here?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't use it at all because the county does all that. They're the ones that scrutinize the identification. Totally.
Did you know that there was a 4-month-long investigation into your establishments? Did you sense that that ICE or the county was lurking around?
No. And ICE would come in once in a while. I mean, every couple of years you see somebody and they'd ask you about somebody, an employee, and you'd give them the information you had. But no, I had no idea at all. And it's nuts that they turn this around to make it look like it's something I'm doing. When I'm not the one that scrutinizes, they are the fact checker. They're the people that give the guy the license, and it's just like you go down to DMV to get a driver's license. You give them the information, and they decide whether that information is sufficient to give you a driver's license. They don't give it. They don't go to your employer.
Dennis Hoff joining us, GOP nominee for Assembly District 36, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. They talk about the possible sex trafficking. Is that what you're doing?
Not at all. We're just running an honest business, and I have no idea. And maybe they said that. And another thing, they said Dennis had nothing to do with this. Dennis didn't do anything wrong. But it's one of those things where it gets on the front page of the paper, and that immigration's looking at the ranches, and then on the back page of the papers, oops, it's not Dennis, it's the county.
Well, according to the story on Reuters, Lyon County Sheriff deputies and ICE officials this week conducted an inspection of work cards. Were you there when that happened, and
no.
What did they find? Do you know what they found?
Nothing. They just looked at things, and they had there was one girl that they questioned, but she's lived in Oklahoma for like 20 or 30 years. I mean, so she wasn't there, and they looked at her work card, and I don't know what was going on there, but they looked at her work card, but that's it. There's nothing to check. The county issues the damn cards. If the county took a bad identification or a wrong form of identification, it's on them, not me.
I want to ask you, there is a non-binding initiative, question, whatever, that Lyon County's trying to deal with that would ban brothels in Lyon County. Is this a part of that campaign, you think?
I think so. I think it's absolutely so. I think there's a guy, this dirtbag lawyer in northern Nevada that works for the Mark Hutchins firm. Boy, you got to question these people. And it just happened that this law firm who is supporting this referendum to try to get the brothels closed down, this guy is against all the weed tax and all that. He doesn't want weed. He's against the strippers in Reno. Now he's after me. But coincidentally, that law firm, the Mark Hutchins law firm, should be ashamed. They gave James Oscarson, my opponent, $5,500. So it's all tied together.
And just so we know, the former lieutenant governor, Mark Hutchison, and you're talking about Hutchison Stephan?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they gave my opponent $5,500, and they're right in the middle of this thing trying to close the brothels down. What a coincidence, huh?
Yeah. Now here's a question from a legal perspective. Has anybody filed anything on you? Has anybody?
No. There's nothing to file. I didn't. There's no, nothing at all. It's all the count. It's between.
Whoops. Are you still there, Dennis? I may have lost Dennis Hoff. May have lost him. Okay. Dennis, are you there? Well, apparently we lost his cell phone. It happens. But you get the gist of it. He's denying everything, and he says it's politically motivated. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, you can say that there are possible immigration violations, possible sex trafficking, but I don't see anybody filing any charges. I don't see anybody perp-walking Dennis Hoff out of the building. And until we do, you know, we come back to that presumption of innocence, but I do find it interesting that inside of 30 days, I think we've got him back. Dennis Hoff, are you back with me?
I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Hey, it's the wonderful world of cell phones. I just want to ask you, though, because it's one thing to say, well, there are allegations of immigration violations, possible sex trafficking, but no charges have been filed. Am I right?
Then there will be. There'll be none. There's nothing. If there's charges filed, it should be against Lyon County, not me.
Tell me what you know about Sheriff Al McNeil, and you're making the allegation that either his estranged wife or somebody went to work for you?
Well, I don't know if it was for me. You know, the statement he made is he doesn't like brothels because when he split up with his wife, she went to work for one. That's his reasoning. And so it's all politically motivated. That's really just the bottom line to all this and everything that's going on with me and Kavanaugh and Trump, and because we're trying to do the right things. I mean, I'm a businessman that's given up a very lucrative business in Southern Nevada to run for office, trying to do the right thing, and they punish you for it because the establishment, the pay-for-play guys, don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like Trump. They don't like guys like Kavanaugh that are honest people that they can't control.
Let me ask you, inside of 30 days on a political campaign, this can be deadly. What is your sense from talking? I know you're out there every day talking to voters in District 36. Can you tell me what people are saying? Is this on their radar at all? It broke a couple of days ago.
Not at all. Nobody's asked me about it at all, and I don't see it as being a problem. Although we're doing a mailer, and we're going to have Roger Stone talk about it. You know, this next week, next Monday night, I'd love to have you come out. We've got a birthday party for me and Trump at the Nugget, and it's Sheriff Joe Arpaio, my good friend from Arizona, is coming out, and Trump is really excited, and also Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, and Jessica Johnson from the Food Network TV show Chopped. They're all coming out for my birthday, and the owner of the Lakers, and coming out for my birthday party. Then a week later, you're going to get Roger Stone out there. So Roger Stone is going to nail this and talk about the dirty tricks that people use and how they use the government. It could be somebody like this Guanasso, this butthead that works for the Mark Hutchins law firm. It could be somebody like he sicked him on us. Who knows? But it's just there's just nothing to it, and it's sad that it's happening. And but you see how they play. You see what they did to Kavanaugh.
Yes, indeed, and he prevailed. We'll see if you prevail as well. And again,
we are
inside. We're 28 days away from Election Day, and don't forget, early voting begins on the 20th. Always good to visit with you, Dennis. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon.
And come on out for my birthday party. Go to DennisHoff.com for more information. Everybody's invited, and they will love Sheriff Joe.
Oh, he is the best. Absolutely the best. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And happy birthday. Happy birthday. I just love that. Dennis Hoff joining us. And you know, this reeks of dirty tricks. You know, inside of 30 days in a political campaign, all of a sudden to have a story on Reuters, of all places. Immigration violations, possible sex trafficking found at Nevada brothels, and that's on Yahoo News. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. And again, there have been no charges filed, just allegations. You tell me what this is. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. We're going to talk about Nikki Haley. She's stepping down at the end of the year as U.N. ambassador. She's been great. She has been a friggin' rock star. We'll talk about that. Also, the president apologized. No, he apologized to Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and his family. How'd he do it? We'll let you hear in his own words. That's all next. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I promised I'd let you hear the president. The president was really good. Let's go to cut seven. Because this was the president apologizing to now Justice Brett Kavanaugh for putting him through what he put him through. This I can't recall seeing anything like this. Here was the president last night at the White House.
I think this process changed dramatically.
No, that I know. I know that voice. That's John Kennedy. John Kennedy is absolutely amazing. We will get to the president in just a bit. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was kind of heartbroken with the resignation of we had something special, but she got to see what a piece of manure our world is, and she wanted to spend time, God bless her, she wanted to go back to her family, and that's a foundation. We have these bodyguards, very expensive bodyguards for presidents. Bubba can't play golf, so what does he do? He cheats. He fudges. And that's all too much the case in that part of the District of Columbia.
Let me ask you, can I ask you, though, how do we replace somebody like, I'm assuming you like Nikki Haley. I do.
She was phenomenal for not just the country, the world.
And she will obviously be tough to replace. I don't know. The good thing is they've got until the end of the year to find a replacement for Nikki Haley. I'll simply tell you she is going to be tough to replace because she was she has so much credibility. She has so much credibility that it's like off the chart good, and people around the world respected her. Just very interesting. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. We make it real simple for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we're going to talk about in our next segment, a lot of people are criticizing the president for apologizing. Why the hell not? What we put this nominee through, and his family, and his kids, is unforgivable. And I guarantee you there are circuit court judges right now that are making, they're trying to make decisions with their family. There's going to be another opening in a year or two. Should we go for it or not? Should we put ourselves through it or not? And by the way, you think it's going to get better? And now that the demo rats know how to play this thing with the mob and all of that, you think they're going to dial it down? I don't think so. More to come as we continue. The phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. By the way, we sent a lot of you on the Nevada Talk Network to Buffalo for the Sabres and the Golden Knights game. It was not pretty. I'll just put it that way. It was not pretty. But hey, tonight's another night. You see, I'm serious. You just gotta love it. I want you to hear the President of the United States and everybody on the left. I cannot believe how people on the left went absolutely nutso that the president took time during that swearing-in ceremony to apologize. This is what I don't get. We always accuse the federal government of being unthinking and unfeeling and so big, and they just squash people like you and me like a grape. And here you have the government, the highest officer of government, apologizing. And yet people went nuts. Did you hear that last night? And this is what, this is cut seven, this is what the president actually said.
I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
I thought it was totally appropriate. You may disagree, and that's fine. Call me, and we'll hash it out. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. I happen to think that, in fact, I was happy to see our government actually apologizing for anything. Under Barack Obama, we apologized for everything. We apologized for everything. We created this new term, leading from behind, because, well, you know, we don't want to acknowledge American exceptionalism. That would be, no, we can't be doing that. Now, Brett Kavanaugh, the new Justice Brett Kavanaugh, I thought was very gracious. In fact, let's go to cut eight. This is the new Justice Kavanaugh looking back with gratitude and looking ahead to serving on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Mr. President, thank you for the great honor of appointing me to serve as a justice of the Supreme Court. I've seen firsthand your deep appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary. I am grateful for your steadfast, unwavering support throughout this process. And I'm grateful to you and Mrs. Trump for the exceptional, overwhelming courtesy you have extended to my family and me. Mr. President, thank you for everything. Thank you. I'm honored to serve on a Supreme Court headed by Chief Justice John Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts is a principled, independent, and inspiring leader for the American judiciary. As a country, we are fortunate to have John Roberts as Chief Justice of the United States. I'm honored to serve alongside all of my new colleagues, each of whom I know, and each of whom I greatly admire and deeply respect. All nine of us revere the Constitution. Article 3 of the Constitution provides that the judicial power shall be vested in one Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is an institution of law. It is not a partisan or political institution. The justices do not sit on opposite sides of an aisle. We do not caucus in separate rooms. The Supreme Court is a team of nine. And I will always be a team player on the team of nine.
I thought Brett Kavanaugh was fabulous. In fact, I thought he was really good. One of the things, you know, that has come up just in the last, oh, I don't know, couple of days, and as a part of the confirmation process, was the introduction of the angry mob. The angry mob. And in fact, last night, a guy that we're going to be having on later today, Steve Cortez, was on CNN. He's a political commentator for CNN. And he came up with a statistic that I did not know. Again, there's all kinds of polling out this time of an election cycle. We're going to go to cut two real quick because this is a guy we're going to have on a little bit later on in the show. Steve Cortez, he's a CNN political commentator, and he came up with a statistic about independents and how they feel about the way the Dems and the angry mob played with independence. Listen to this.
There's a big difference between peaceful protests, which, of course, has a hallowed tradition in American history, and mob tactics such as chasing people out of restaurants, violence, which the left has used to a dramatic degree, particularly with Antifa. And that should never be tolerated. And that is mob. Those are mob tactics. And what we saw even by the Supreme Court protesters was they crashed past a police line to bang against the doors. They looked like crazy people. That's not peaceful protest. That's not using. It is scary. I agree. It's not persuasion. It's not using words. It's not using arguments to win. And I think that's why, by the way the Senate Judiciary Committee performed, the Democrats in that committee, is not just my opinion how reprehensible they were. CNN polling just today shows that among independents, there's a 28% disapproval gap. Only 30% approved of independents, approved of the way the Democrats handled this this whole Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, and almost 60% disapproved. So the president, I think, here is tapping into something the American people feel, which is that the Democrats acted reprehensibly in these hearings with their tactics.
Okay. As you might expect on CNN, the liberals on the panel didn't exactly agree with Steve Cortez. And case in point, Kirsten Powers, the former, New York Post columnist, former Fox News analyst, she disagreed with Steve Cortez on all this GOP talk of a Democratic mob.
It's just interesting to hear Steve talk about how wonderful peaceful protests are, because I don't think he feels that way when football players take a knee. So basically, any kind of protest always ends up being a problem. And these were fundamentally peaceful protests. These were, women going into Senate buildings and trying to talk to senators, and some of the senators, like Lisa Murkowski, did sit down with them and speak to them, and some of them didn't. And the ones who didn't did get cornered by the protesters. We saw videos of them. I didn't find anything particularly frightening about them. I'm sure it was uncomfortable to be called out, but I don't think anyone's life was in danger. I don't think people weren't able, we're getting like constant death threats in the manner that right now Christine Blasey Ford is getting. She can't go home. She apparently, is separated from her children. So when we're talking about, real threats against people who are there really frightened, I don't think that's what was going on. And these senators have security blocking them off from the women anyway, even from speaking to them. So this idea that this was this crazy out-of-control mob that was frightening everybody, I think, is just a storyline that works really well for Republicans. It's a storyline that almost goes back to the beginning of time for them, frankly. This is something a story they like to tell to get their voters riled up about the out-of-control mob of Democrats who, are taking over society.
That's not surprising that Kirsten Powers would disagree with Steve Cortez. We'll be visiting with Steve Cortez a little bit later on the show, because Steve Cortez, smart guy. Anyway, more to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Here are some facts to consider about question 3, the ballot measure that would deregulate electricity in Nevada.
Fact. In the 14 states that deregulated electricity, average residential rates are 30% higher than Nevada's.
Fact. When California tried deregulating electricity, it led to higher electric bills, the Enron scandal, and rolling blackouts. Today, California's average rates are nearly double ours.
Fact. Because electricity deregulation has been a costly failure, no states have tried it in nearly 20 years.
Fact. Question 3 would lock electricity deregulation into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal.
Fact. Question 3 is opposed by a bipartisan coalition, including AARP Nevada, the Urban Chamber of Commerce, and the Professional Firefighters of Nevada, because Question 3's electricity deregulation scheme would be bad for Nevada.
Learn more and join our growing coalition at KnowOn3.com.
Paid for by the Coalition to Defeat Question 3.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Go ahead and water the lawn. I give a damn.
Sorry, nothing.
You can say you've got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
I love that. Joe DiMassina. And one of the truly great theme songs The old My Give a Damn's busted. I absolutely love that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Man, so much going on. Nikki Haley has announced that she's going to be stepping down as UN ambassador. She was a rock star. She gave the U.S. instant credibility. No matter what the chief executive would say or tweet, Nikki Haley was always there to kind of straighten things out. By the way, Steve Cortez is going to join us at 11 o'clock. CNN political commentator. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up. And I'll find out if he was surprised by Kirsten Powers taking him to task for questioning the mob. By the way, the mob, as a talking point, is working. You can see the numbers changing every day, with every passing day. And when you consider that here in the state of Nevada, we have early voting beginning on the 20th, a week from this coming Saturday, and that's when the votes will start being counted, you cannot tell me that all of this talk of a Democrat mob isn't a part of what we're talking about. Now, the old school guys, you know, like David Gergen and people like that, they're going to do is bash the president. Last night, in fact, let's go to cut three. Last night, this was with Anderson Cooper, no less, at the Judge Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Brett Kavanaugh, swearing in. David Gergen well, I'll put it this way. The way he put it, the swearing-in comments of the president were, in his words, inappropriate. Listen to David Gergen last night on CNN.
David, were you surprised that President Trump brought up the Kavanaugh controversy in such blunt terms tonight in front of the other justices?
Absolutely. It just seems so inappropriate. I mean, he said that Kavanaugh had been proven innocent. We all know that is simply not true. But it comes in the wake of a series of statements about, you know, that have flown in the face of what statesmanship is all about. You know, Churchill once said, in victory, magnanimity. But there's been none of that. There's been none of that grace here. You know, he's called women like Mrs. Ford, who came forward. He said these allegations were brought from people who are evil. That's Mrs. Ford. Evil. This is only a few days ago he was saying she was a credible witness. He talks about the women who've descended on Washington. As you say, the long tradition going back to the civil rights marches, the Vietnam marches and so forth. Everybody comes to march when they have a protest. And he labeled them an angry left-wing mob. I mean, McConnell's using mob. It's obviously a major talking point. And this is done to inflame voters, to keep the testosterone levels very high on the Republican side, get out the vote. But it is destructive of ever getting back on the kind of track that Governor Kasich was describing.
I'll just put it this way. I don't know where to begin on David Gergen. The FBI, for the seventh time, investigated Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And there was no corroboration. Should the president have said not guilty? Maybe. Innocent? You know, that's a legal definition thing we're talking about there. But the fact is, they came up with nothing. Zero. Nada. Nothing. And that's why this is so bizarre. But you get these old school guys like David Gergen. And they want a president that sounds presidential. They want a president that can read off the teleprompter and stick to the teleprompter. That seems to be what they want. I'm just going to tell you, personal privilege. I thought what the president did last night, apologizing for what the Dems, the Demo Rats, put him through, put his entire family through, not just him, not just his wife, but his kids too. Death threats, all kinds of stuff. And the fact that, you know, we're starting to talk about the Democrat mob. Is there anybody that disputes that? That the Democrats have embraced Antifa mob tactics? Do you remember what happened out at Berkeley? Remember what happened up in Berkeley? They threw a bicycle rack through a plate glass window because they didn't want Milo Yiannopoulos to speak. And then that was reason enough to throw Molotov cocktails. I think there was one of those thrown. They threw a bicycle rack, a big metal bicycle rack, through a plate glass window. And we don't call these people a mob? That's what's going on here. And thankfully, we have not seen much of the mob here in Nevada. And maybe as we get closer, we'll see some of that with Adam Laxalt and with Dean Heller and with Danny Tarkanian and Crescent Hardy and Mark Amaday. We may see some of these Antifa-type people, this mob mentality. But fortunately, knock on wood, we have not seen a lot of it. I mean, protesting is fine. But mob activities trying to intimidate, I think that crosses the line. Now, if there's somebody out there that would dispute that, call me right now. No, I'm serious. David Gergen said it's horrible what they're doing using terms like the angry mob. What did you call those people storming the Capitol? Banging on the front door of the United States Supreme Court. What would you call that? Peaceful protest? I don't think so. Got a question for you. How would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by as much as, what, 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com, they've come up with a new smart motor from Fridgewise. It runs at variable speeds to keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. It could save you tens of thousands of dollars every year, and that could be profit. So give them a call, 702-570-2501, or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. Stick around. We're going to find out from you if the president is wrong, if Mitch McConnell is wrong, if I'm wrong for referring to Demo Rats as an angry mob. Is it okay if we do that? David Gergen says it's horrible. It's reprehensible. We'll see what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
After Adam Laxalt and Harry Reid refused to lift a finger to help me and my family while we were unjustly incarcerated for 2 years, I decided it's time to take our fight to Carson City. We need a governor who will defend the rights of all Nevadans. As governor, I fully support constitutional carry because the Constitution is the only document we need to carry our guns and protect our families. Adam Laxalt opposes constitutional carry. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.